With over 20,000 students living in Canterbury, residents tend to complain about the loud nightlife. Students are often blamed for the nighttime disturbance and growing alcoholism problem in the city, as was pointed out in the last community meeting by Councillor Ashley Clark.
This particular area was one of the worst, if not the worst, in Kent for matters relating to alcoholism. Now, this concerns me as regards students. This will obviously have an effect on health. It can have an effect on mental health. It can have an effect on student debt. And we are aware of places within this area that appear to encourage students to come in and drink.
These remarks were quickly criticised by Councillor Joe House, who brought up an interesting statistic to counter the statement.
The age group which has got the largest alcohol issues are not the students, they're middle-aged women. And we're not lambasting them for getting drunk and clogging up our A&Es. We cannot paint all students in the same light, because our students bring an awful lot of good things to our city, and we can't blame them for all the ills within our society.
Against popular belief, it seems it's not the students who struggle to control themselves under the influence. I asked John McCaig, a bartender from a popular Canterbury pub, what type of customer seems the worst when drunk.
Out of the people that come into our bar, it is like middle-aged men and women that are the biggest problem. It's just people who think they're entitled to better customer service just because they're a bit older than you. They still seem to not know their limits, so then they do get really drunk. And they might get a bit aggressive because, like, you don't have the right gin or the right tonic that they wanted.